Super Saturday weekend here at Rosie on the House. A lot of things going on all across the state, that's for sure.
If you're hosting a Super Bowl party, chances are you're loading up on snacks and drinks and food and lawn chairs, and you're trying to find some tables. What kind of tools and repair equipment should you have on board? You may get drywall damage from doors getting thrown open or closed or slammed or
nicks and dings,
or projectiles going through the drywall if the game's not going your way. Leaky faucets, a lot of plumbing use, a lot of toilet use.
A toilet never backs up until you have a house full of people.
That's right.
It never backs up when you're just home by yourself. That's for sure.
Leaky faucet, leaky hose bib, and some other things. Maybe some yard art that's been run over or destroyed. Maybe some extra trash bags for cleanup.
Absolutely. All those things. So be prepared and be ready. Make sure the home is safe and ready for all your guests. Listen, I had offered about a half hour ago that if you knew the name and address of someone who had been locked inside their house in this storm that hit the East Coast earlier in the week, that if you could give me their name and address, we'd like that to be sent to Facebook at Rosie on the House. The first 20 people whose names and addresses I get, I will send them, I will subscribe to them 1 year of Arizona Highways magazines.
Then, is this February? I think this is February. Yeah,
the historic icons.
Yeah, it's a neat addition this month. They won't obviously get this one, but some beautiful historic icons throughout the February edition of Arizona Highways. Just pick it up off the rack, look through it. A lot of them I didn't know, like the Tombstone Courthouse. When I looked at that, it must be in a long time since I've been to Tucson, because I don't remember that building anywhere. The way it stands out alone like that.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely beautiful. It
must have been a long time since I've been there.
All right, so if you know somebody, and it's our way of continuing to promote this great state. If you know someone that was locked in, snowbound for 12 hours or more on the East Coast on the storm that blew through there this last week, they were talking about being Snowmageddon. They were talking about, they closed New York City. Can you imagine seeing, I've only been to New York City one time. I can't imagine seeing it without one car on the road at all. They shut New York City down. No one was allowed on the road. Absolutely incredible. But what do you do? What do you do with 2 or 3 feet of snow in a city like that? Where do you pile it up? I mean, you got to be creating these little corridors that are like 5 feet tall of plowed snow, and you can't see around the corners and whatnot. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never had to live through that kind of environment. So, you know, someone that's been locked in for 12 hours or more, give us their name and address, and give us your name, and we will send them a subscription to Arizona Highways Magazine and give you credit for it, all right? Now, I want you all to stay tuned. In the 10 o'clock hour, we've got a study that has come out that I want to visit with you all about. It comes out annually. It's done by a trade magazine that caters to the home remodeling industry. It is a report called Cost Versus Value. And they pick 15 different types of remodeling projects. And they visit with estimators, remodelers, appraisers, and realtors from all over the country and establish what the average cost is for each of these projects. They then estimate what the approximate resale impact that project would have on your home, and they establish what's called the cost recouped percentage. And you may be surprised by some of these. The projects they're talking about that apply in particular to the Phoenix and Tucson market are backup power generators have become a very popular remodeling project, as well as bathroom additions, bathroom remodels, deck additions, entry door replacements, family room additions, garage additions, home office remodel, kitchen remodel, master suite addition, a minor kitchen remodel, roof replacement, sunroom addition, two-story addition, window replacements, and stone veneer accents. So they have established prices for each one of these that you can expect to pay when a professional remodeler is hired to get them done for you. Then they've gone to the appraisers and they've asked, okay, with these projects done, what impact would that have on your home? So how much of the expenditure could you expect to recoup? And the objective of this study is to try and give you, the Arizona homeowners, an objective analysis of what you can expect to spend. Because being in the remodeling business for as long as I've been, it's nigh on to 40 years now, I've never walked into a prospect's home where they've explained the project to me and I've given a number that was less than they were anticipating. hasn't happened even once. Invariably, the price the homeowner has in mind for this particular project is generally about a fourth. If I'm lucky, it's a half of what it actually is going to cost. If they've got this project pictured and a budget in their mind, it's usually about a half or three quarters too low.
And I would imagine that gap only increases with the increase of HDTV home shows.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That, and we'll talk about what reality TV remodeling does to skew everyone's impressions. So y'all stay tuned. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be bringing in Mr. Craig Webb, the editor-in-chief of Remodeling Magazine, to talk through this report. If you're contemplating any remodeling project, this would be a great hour for you to sit down and listen up, and you'll get a great indication of what your return on investment could be.